Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Evan and Mimi Kokoska. They live in Hamilton County, but they own a 204-acre wooded property in Park County in western Indiana, and they are the winners of the 2025 Charles Deem Forest Stewardship Award by the Indiana Forestry and Woodland Owners Association. They also go by IFWO, and their commitment is to sustainable forest management throughout the state of Indiana. First of all, Mimi, let me ask you, you and Evan both received the Charles Deem Forest Stewardship Award here during the big IFWO banquet and a big celebration not too long ago. What went through your mind, Mimi, when they announced that both you and Evan were the winners of this big stewardship award this year?
It was actually relief that we did not disappoint our foresters and our invasive management partner. So it was actually a relief.
Fantastic. Evan, what can you tell me about the property? Because you own more than 200 acres in Park County of woodland property. But I also understand that in your area there in western, I should say, just north of Indianapolis, the Zionsville area, that both you and Mimi also own woodlands there. What can you tell me about both woodland properties and what you've done to really spruce things up and get the most out of your woodland properties, Evan?
Well, I'll start briefly about the Hamilton County property. We've been here since 08. And when we moved here, there was 4 acres that was just nothing had been done to it in probably a decade. And then there was 4 acres of pasture. And so over the first 4 to 5 years, we cleared a ton of bush honeysuckle and autumn olive and multi-flora rose and planted trees. And it's quite a variety here. We've worked with a forester named Jack Nelson, and he was phenomenal help. With regard to Park County, I've been involved with that in my family since the late 80s, early 90s. And I grew up in Riley, Indiana, in farm country, and it was farm country. Now it's subdivisions. But my dad grew up in Pennsylvania, and he really wanted to find some property that reminded him somewhat of Pennsylvania. And Park County is hilly enough that tweaked him on it. And over the subsequent decades, I've been highly involved with him planting numerous plots, as well as helping with the management of the forest. Both my parents died 2 years ago, and really over the last 10 to 15 years, I've been doing the bulk of the care of the property. And so we sort of took over formally at that time. And so things we have done is our first and foremost priority is wildlife. And so we worked with Forester Perry Seisinger, and our goal was to establish woodlands that is best for wildlife, but also if timbering gets us there, so be it. And so we did a large selective timbering this last year and harvested about 950 trees and other things. And now we're doing TSI work, and other things we have done for wildlife specifically is created a wetland out of an old pond area. We burned a 6-acre area that was in CRP that no longer was, and planted a bunch of pollinator species this last year. And then the ongoing invasive control, as you know, of autumn olive and Asian honeysuckle and multiflora rose and such. And then the other big project we did was we took 5 acres that was being tilled and prepped it with cover crop and a boatload of lime to get the soil pH up, and planted now 2,000 trees that are inoculated with 2 different kind of truffle species, tuber caniculatum and tuber stevum. And it's English oak, bur oak, and chinquapin oak, and some hazelnut. And it may or may not be successful. We probably won't know for another 3 to 4 years if our truffles survived and is surviving the winters of Indiana. But if nothing else, we have a bunch of oak trees out there. So that's sort of the brief summary. I don't want to be too awfully long-winded here. I just love being out there and doing what we can.
Evan, even though your dad and mom have both passed on, I'm sure that they are both thrilled and looking down from heaven, just grinning from ear to ear after you both had won this award from IFWO.
The bigger thing is that the woods and the area has stayed sort of in line with the goals he had set up for it. And I think that's probably most of all what would make him proud, if that makes sense. But I'm sure he's proud of us.
And so when you win the award, and this is a pretty coveted award, Evan, from IFWO, because every year they only give out the award once every year, and this is their top shelf award. I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Mimi earlier. What went through your mind during the IFWO event when both you and Mimi were announced as the winners of the Charles Deem Forest Stewardship Award?
This really wasn't on our radar. And then about half a year ago, Jack Nelson said, "Hey, have you heard of this award? Because we're thinking of putting you up for it." And so we then went through the process. But to be honest, I was extremely happy for the help we've had at the farm as well. Because it really takes a team to work on woods like that. Josh Wagner and Perry Seitzinger and Jack Nelson, all three of them were phenomenal. And so I was happy for us, but I was super happy for them too, because it shows that their work's impactful and meaningful too.
Chatting with Evan and Mimi Kokoska from Hamilton County, but they are the winners of the 2025 Charles Deem Forest Stewardship Award from the Indiana Forestry and Woodland Owners Association. And this is a question for both Evan and Mimi. What advice do you have for other Indiana woodland owners are looking to basically do what the both of you have done? I know it takes a lot of patience, because you can't just wave a magic wand and do all the things that you both have done with the family to make sure you've gotten the most out of your woodland property. But what advice do you have for those who own woodlands across the state who are looking to maximize their property and do those things that both of you have put into place over the years?
I would say find your resources and use them. You know, I've talked about invasive help and our forester, and that they are insurmountable help. But beyond that, we utilize every source of information we can get, from walking the property because it's classified forest with the DNR to USDA input with regard to invasive control and potential other projects. And so those are the avenues I would say of learn your resources and take it full advantage of it, because there's so many great resources. And last but not least, I would fail if I didn't mention the phenomenal educational options through Purdue. I've learned so much from watching Lenny Farlow's podcast, and there's a lot of other resources in there. You know, on one of her site visits, I was asked, what would I tell potential new landowners? And I would say, find a forester and walk the ground and assess the invasive situation. Because if you buy land and you really don't know about what you're getting into, it could be a miserable experience. So that would be another thing I would leave folks with.
Absolutely. Once again, it's Evan and Mimi Kokoska, the big winners of the 2025 Charles Deem Forest Stewardship Award from the Indiana Forestry and Woodland Owners Association. Congratulations to both of you, and thank you so much for sharing your time with us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, CJ.